During 2012, the situation has been and continues to be very fragile. As we know, South Sudan is the newest member of the United Nations, the newest state. It's also one of the countries with the lowest development indicators. So there is huge problems in terms of food security, education, nutrition, health, and so on. So during 2012, it has been a rough start for that new country. They will still have problems in 2013.
Some of the major issues were the displacements and the influx of refugees in the north of South Sudan. Has this problem stabilized, or we are still seeing more displacements and more refugees coming in from Sudan?
It's a very fluid situation because there's not a political solution yet to the conflicts that we have seen in Sudan's Kordofan and Nile states. What we saw and we have seen up to now is an influx of about 175,000 refugees from Sudan into South Sudan. So the problem remains there. The refugees are there, and they need, obviously, humanitarian assistance.
In 2013, the UN says it will require almost $1.1 billion to meet the humanitarian needs. How have you arrived at this figure, and where will the funds be going?
Well, the figure is arrived at as part of the process of actually creating this appeal, where all the different agencies, humanitarian agencies, in collaboration with the government of South Sudan, sit together, try to budgetize, if you like, the different interventions that they want to implement. They do it in a strategic way so that we all work towards the same goal. It is a lot of money, but the problems are also very big. We're talking about 4.6 million people continues to be food insecure next year. That is a huge problem. There are other sectors such as shelter, water and sanitation, protection, education, and so on. It all requires money. It is many people, and they are in a very difficult situation.
What would you say are the main challenges that the UN faces in having an effective response to the humanitarian needs in South Sudan?
Well, there are challenges in several aspects. One of them is the fact that a huge part of the country is more or less inaccessible during the rainy season. We have tremendous problems every year reaching those people who are not concentrated in towns where we can go, but who are in the countryside. When the rainy season sets in, we simply can't transport things overland. So that is one major challenge. Another aspect is the political instability. We still see between South Sudan and Sudan. We have seen some improvements towards the end of this year, but it's still a very fragile political situation.
This internal conflict among the various communities, are they a challenge for implementing humanitarian assistance to those who are in need in South Sudan?
Yes, we have intercommunal violence, which triggers a lot of displacement, which, of course, makes it very difficult to provide assistance.
Are the aid agencies able to access everybody who is in need in South Sudan, or there are areas where there are still no-go zones, maybe because of insecurity?
The situation remains fluid, and it's very much conditioned by events on the ground, whether it be influx of refugees from Sudan, whether it be skirmishes between communities in the country. We are reaching as many as possible, as often as possible, with as much as possible. But there are many challenges to the response.
The country also had a large influx of people who are returning home. Are you able to help them, or what is the plan that you have for those who came back to South Sudan?
Well, those returnees coming mainly from Sudan and into South Sudan, those who need humanitarian assistance, they're also part of this response plan. Now, some of those who return, they don't need humanitarian assistance, luckily. Many of those who return, they do. So we are trying to see what projects and programs and initiatives we can put in place so that they can come out of any dependency of emergency aid that they may be returning to.
What was the response of donors to your humanitarian response in 2012? And how confident are you that you'll be able to raise the $1.1 billion that you're looking for in 2013?
I think by the end of October, the response plan for South Sudan we had this year was about 62% funded, which is quite well funded. That is a good indication for the new response plan. We know it is a lot of money, and we are thankful for the donors who generously supported it. And we are hopeful that the donors also this year will support it so that we can implement what we have planned for.